नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's Daybreak।
Just hours after Karnataka Chief Minister H.T. Kumaraswamy assured that all is well in the Congress-JDS alliance, a video showing his predecessor Siddaramaiah expressing doubts about the longevity of the coalition government surfaced on Tuesday. This comes 2 days after a video clip purportedly showing Siddaramaiah expressing his displeasure to a few Congress MLAs over presentation of a fresh budget had emerged, adding to the unease among the coalition partners. 6 security personnel were reportedly killed and 5 injured during an anti-Maoist operation in the Burhapahar region of Jharkhand's Latihar. Maoists triggered a landmine blast in the area and then attacked the security forces who belonged to the Jharkhand Jaguars. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar on Tuesday called RJD Supremo Lalu Prasad Yadav to inquire about his health, giving rise to speculation that friends turned foes could become friends once again. But Lalu's son and heir apparent Tejaswi Yadav quickly shut down the talk and made it clear that the door is closed for JDU's return into the Grand Alliance fold. External Affairs Minister Sushma Swaraj on Tuesday launched the M-Passport Seva mobile app along with a new scheme by which an applicant can now apply for passport from anywhere in the country, an official statement recently said. The M-Passport Seva app is available on Android and iOS platform and will have the facilities to apply, pay and schedule appointments for passport services. The announcement follows recent instances of alleged Islamophobia against an interfaith couple by a Lucknow passport officer. Issuing new security guidelines to states in the wake of an all-time high threat to the Prime Minister, the Home Ministry has said that not even ministers and officers will be allowed to come too close to Narendra Modi unless cleared by the Special Protection Group. A 40-year-old woman beggar was killed and 3 others seriously injured in Ahmedabad on Tuesday when a mob allegedly thrashed them on suspicion of being child lifters. Police said the incident occurred at Junawarai Circle where the 4 women were travelling in an auto rickshaw. A mob of about 30 people caught hold of them and thrashed them, claiming that they were child lifters. Killing follows a series of similar lynchings, all of them based on the rumours about child kidnappers that were included on WhatsApp. Plunged into darkness for 71 years, a village on Sitapur-Barabanki border finally saw the light of day, quite literally. According to local residents of Kodra village in East Uttar Pradesh, electric bills were erected in the villages and about 2 years ago, but they never received electricity. The plight of the villagers was highlighted by News 18 last week, following which Barabanki district magistrate Sandeep Kumar Gupta took cognizance of the matter. The houses in Kodra are now lit. Praveen Togadia, the ousted Vishwa Hindu Parishad leader on Tuesday, criticized Prime Minister Narendra Modi's 2014 election slogan, Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. The former VHP chief warned the government of consequences if the construction of Ram Mandir is not commenced in the next 4 months. He was speaking at a press conference while launching his own party. Meanwhile, Union Minister of Minority Affairs, Mukhtar Abbas Naqvi, said that ideally Ram Mandir should be built after the consent from all sides. The minister was speaking at an event in London. A new survey has allegedly found that India is the world's most dangerous country for women. The survey conducted by the Thomson Reuters Foundation includes inputs from about 550 experts on the issue. However, the National Commission for Women has denied the charge and said that countries that have been ranked after India have women who are not even allowed to speak in public. A journalist and his parents were allegedly beaten up by the son of a BJP MP and his friend in Chhattisgarh's Suruguja district after he published a report on irregularities in a government scheme. An FIR was registered against Devendra Singh Marawi and his friend Shivrat Singh today at Lakhanpur police station based on the complaint filed by the victim Rajesh Prasad Gupta. A study which investigated the conditions of 96 drug addictional centres of rehab centres in Delhi NCR found that in most of them, inmates were being subjected to physical and emotional torture, unhygienic living spaces, and even sexual exploitation.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.